broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news that Irish refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is indeed the broadcast for December the 8th in the year of our Lord, 2015. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio. In the traditions of our founders, it's incredibly simple. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land. That's the guide, the Constitution for the United States of America. We also believe the Bill of Rights, the checks and balances, all put in place by the founders, brilliant solutions to the problems we face even today. You know, a lot of people say the founders were just a bunch of hicks and didn't have a clue, and it's not really relevant. Oh, why don't we try and apply the principles and see what happens, huh? We'll have the greatest country on the face of the earth once again. See, we want to reject the Constitution, the ideology that made this country great. We want to turn our backs on God and think we can be safe in this country, and it will never work. That's for starters. I'm also convinced that some people are trying to sabotage our broadcast, folks. I really am. It's a long story, but our Roku feed has been down for days. The Roku team updated their API. This gets complicated. But anyway, they updated their system and broke our channel. We then fixed our channel, but now we're waiting for them to approve it again. Well, that's one thing. Now, I just checked my encoder, and it was up. Well, now I check it, and the stream's down. So we're getting that reset right now. The problem is it's very hard to engineer while on the air. And I believe it's somehow maybe related to the content we're about to promote, that we're about to talk about on your radio. It's just uncanny how it goes down. Is that the word, uncanny? Yeah, uncanny. It's just amazing what happens. All right. Well, without further ado, let's do a recap of the broadcast that took place yesterday, and then we'll get to the issues at hand for today. Man, do we got a barn burner broadcast for you. Yesterday, we had our guest on, Mr. Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org. Sam recommends another Christmas movie, Silver Bells. Sam also recommends a Christmas story, The Man Who Missed Christmas. His name is George Mason. And that story is written by a guy by the name of J. Edgar Park. And on the card, taped to the top of the safe, on the card is written in George Mason's own hand, to love people, to be indispensable somewhere. That is the purpose of life. That is the secret of happiness. Boy, do I agree with that principle, that idea. Today, that means yesterday, obviously, was the 74th anniversary of the surprise attack on Pearl Harbor. It'll be commemorated all day long, with ceremonies, a parade, and all kinds of stuff around D.C. and Hawaii and everywhere else. I mentioned that my father was there when Pearl Harbor happened. He was in Hawaii. Let me also say that, you know what? I don't like these celebrations, these commemorations, these anniversaries, these parades. It almost glorifies these days of destruction. Especially in a scenario where we're just being lied to about all the facts. When you say surprise attack, surprise by who? See, I believe the President of the United States and the United States government military knew what was to come, and they let it happen. Okay, we're going to celebrate Pearl Harbor Day, but we're going to ignore Bill of Rights Day just a short week later. Understand that Bill of Rights Day is on December the 15th. Has anybody even mentioned that to you? We celebrate Patriots Day, where we promote the Patriot Act and violate everybody's freedoms, but yet that's in September. But we avoid and ignore Constitution Day. We celebrate Martin Luther King Jr., who was a well-known communist pervert, because he gave a great speech, I Have a Dream. Then we tend to celebrate, but we obliterate George Washington's birthday. And then we run around and call it President's Day. What are we thinking of? The FBI now investigates the San Bernardino shooting as an act of terrorism. Obama goes on TV and says this was an act of terrorism. The media frenzy of reporters swarm the San Bernardino shooter's apartment. But doesn't that flat out just absolutely destroy a crime scene? At least 72 employees at the Department of Homeland Security are listed on the U.S. terrorist watch list. That's according to a Democratic lawmaker in the Washington Beacon. Who am I talking about? Is the lawmaker? Representative Stephen Lynch, Democrat of Massachusetts. He disclosed that a congressional investigation recently found that at least 72 people working at the DHS were also on the terrorist watch list. The DHS continues to fail inspections aimed at determining the efficiency of its internal safety mechanisms. What does that mean? Well, it means it can't protect the nation. Lynch also referred to a recent report that found that the Transportation Security Administration, which is overseen by DHS, failed to stop 95% of restricted items being brought past security. It's just beyond this world. It's by design, folks. They want to promote terrorism to destroy America. You could say I'm crazy, but the evidence is overwhelming. By the way, have you seen the movie? What is it? Mockingjay Part 2? Anyway, Lowell saw it, said it was a great movie, and it lets you kind of understand what's going on in America here, how we capitulate. At first, the good guys start out good guys, and eventually they cave. Second hour, we kept on Lowell Nelson with us, and we talked about the Attorney General Loretta Lynch vows to prosecute those who use, quote, anti-Muslim speech. They mentioned the disturbing rise of anti-Muslim rhetoric. What is anti-Muslim rhetoric, huh? You cross a very fine line when the government determines what rhetoric is or speech is. She says you have free speech, but you better not speak out. Now, she then laces it with you better not turn your talk towards violence. But I got a question. And I'm not for violence. Don't misunderstand my point. But let me ask you a question. Does the First Amendment say that you can't have violent speech? She continued, quote, when we talk about the First Amendment, we must make it clear that actions predicated on violent talk are not American. Okay. They are not who we are and they are not what we do. They will be prosecuted. But what is action? Let me just ask you a question. What does action predicated on violent talk mean? Just think about the phrase, action predicated on violent talk. What does that mean? Actions can be good or evil. But actions aren't predicated on talk, are they? Even if I say things that somebody may not like and they might believe that I'm hinting towards violence. When do you draw the line? When do you become the thought police? Where do you go from there? There's a far cry from talk versus action. The war on terror is creating more terror. That's a column written by Liberty Roundtable columnist Ron Paul. The interventionists will do anything to prevent Americans from seeing the truth that their foreign policies are literally perpetuating terrorism and inspiring others to seek to harm us. So while Loretta Lynch warns of this talk, hey, the interventionists are doing everything they can to make us believe in greater terror and war and continued escalation. I mean, it's the hawkish Republicans that want to bomb the blankety blank out of everybody, right? The neocons know that when it's understood that blowback is real, that people seek to attack us not because we're good and free as they lie, but rather because we intervene in everything they do. Once people get that, their stranglehold on, well, extreme violence? What do you want to say? Actions based on talk? Well, people will realize that stranglehold and they'll, well, their policies will begin to slip. The U.S. government, for example, declared the war on poverty decades ago. We have more poverty. They declared the war on drugs. We have more drugs. Now they declare the war on violence. We have more violence, more terrorism. Do we see a pattern here, folks? And then Loretta Lynch says, I can't speak as I choose. The question is, will the IRS take your passport now? The Republicans who claim they're against the IRS give the IRS more power. If you owe back taxes, they'll take away your passport because of the highway funding bill that passed Congress last week threatens your right to travel. Yeah. We also talked about audit the Fed. We got to get that done today as well. Quick pause. More in seconds. Liberty Roundtable live.
Extendivite really works. Here is what people are saying.
Oh, I had a problem with breathing. Well, I stopped to do some walking. I had a problem. I had a heart attack, my second one. I take this pill and I feel great.
I had 3 bypasses 10 years ago, and I was in bed almost 24 hours a day, and painkillers out of this world. I started taking this. I'm down to almost no painkillers at all. And it helped my circulation 100%. My medical doctor, and I went to see him, and he could not believe it. There's no way he could have went down that fast. He could not believe it. I showed him what I was taking. He said, don't stop taking it. I wouldn't do without it. It's unbelievable.
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211. Or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, so back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. I'm submitting to you that your government is flat out lying to you, and it's time to take off the gloves and admit that reality, okay? I know it sounds over the top. I know you think, you know what, Sam? You've lost it this time, man. You're usually so careful, so cautious in what you say. Sam, other talk show hosts go off belligerently, but man, we've always had confidence in you. Don't do that. Ladies and gentlemen, you can only take so much. You can only see so much and start to say, you know what? I don't know what's going on here, but we're not being dealt with honestly. That's the problem. Loretta Lynch wants to attack you because of your rhetoric, or attack me because I might say something like, you know what? There are evil people that are using the name of religion, like the Muslim religion currently. They've used Christian religion and every other religion under the sun over the thousands of years that we know of. And they, in the name of religion, destroy freedom. They kill. Okay? That is the issue. And it's important that we understand. Okay? But in the name of religion, they kill. They destroy. They cause all kinds of problems. They wreak havoc everywhere. And then I try to speak out against it, and they say, Sam, we don't want your, what, leaning towards violent rhetoric? Well, all I'm trying to do is say, hey, wait a minute. These people are using religion. They're destroying freedom. And then they come back and say, Sam, you can't say that. I mean, can you imagine what's going on? And we're not even on the same page, me and Loretta Lynch. Me and Barack Obama. Barack thinks that somehow I shouldn't have a gun. Never mind that I've been in America for 48 plus years and never even tended towards violence. But because he doesn't like what I say about his evil doings, because he doesn't like what I say about the Constitution, right? He wants to flat out tell you that I'm an evil terrorist. I'm a domestic threat. I'm a worry. I should be watched. I should be monitored. I should be tracked. I should be shut down in my rights, my God-given unalienable rights. But yet, when the terrorists go ballistic and murder people, they say, hey, preventing those people from coming into the country is un-American. What's he talking about? Is he even an American? If we're going to talk about that, oh no, Sam, you're a conspiracy theorist, wacko. Never mind one of the sheriffs in the largest county in America has proven his birth certificate to be a fraud, but he can't even get to court to discuss that in this corrupt land. You see, folks, I don't mean to be offensive here, and I don't mean to talk out of turn, but at some point, when do you call a spade a spade? At some point, when do you start to speak out? At some point, when do you have the right to share your views? See, Donald Trump says, you know what, we got to stop all Muslims from coming to America, period, bar none. The question is, how bold do you get? Is that a violent statement? Well, agree or disagree with Donald Trump, I don't see that it's a violent statement. Barack Obama wants to just let them come in. He wants to not even distinguish between the terrorists and the refugees. I got a question, is that a violent statement? If Barack wants to ignore the terrorist threat in the name of bringing refugees slash terrorists into the country, is that a violent act by Barack? See, what are we talking about when we talk about rhetoric or speech that then somehow is related to violence of others? In other words, let's say I say something on the radio, and then somebody else goes crazy and does evil acts. And then they come back and say, you know what, I was inspired by Sam Bushman. Okay, where do we go from there? Am I responsible for those acts? See, Loretta Lynch would say, yes, indeed, you are. And I would say, I am not responsible for Adam's transgressions. In other words, somebody else. I am responsible for my own acts and deeds and thoughts. And when did free speech, no matter what I believe, somehow be associated to the actions of another? See, we're falling for a lie here, ladies and gentlemen, designed to cheat us out of our freedoms on the altar of security. Do not believe the lie. Okay, this is the problem. Okay, they say Trump's Muslim ban proposal draws extraordinary rebukes. Kurt Cosby's with me. Kurt, welcome, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
Now, is Trump on current belligerent hawk mode? Even the hawkish Dick Cheney says this idea goes against everything we believe in. Now, do you believe that, Kurt?
You know, it sure is interesting to see the moves being made and the different statements. You got the Hillary with this lady Huma, that's basically, as far as I can tell, a Muslim lady. She's like a next to kin or almost, and then you've got Trump now saying, according to Drudge, we'll shut down the complete Muslim enterings of the country, it is interesting to see.
Now, I got a question. The hawkish views of Dick Cheney and others have got us into war after war after war after war, really. In fact, undeclared unconstitutional wars.
Yeah.
Unlimited funding violating the sovereignty of nations around the world for literally decades now.
Yeah.
Then he says, well, Donald Trump's idea to not let Muslims, Donald Trump calls for total and complete shutdown of Muslims entering the United States. Now, is that more hawkish, Kurt, as they would like you to believe? They want you to believe that's hawkish, Kurt, that's violent, that's even more than a Dick Cheney.
Wow.
Now, personally, I'm not even agreeing with Trump on this. I don't agree with Trump. I don't think 100% lockdown is the answer. Okay? I don't. That's just my opinion. However, I don't know that saying you can't cross borders, that's hawkish. That doesn't trend towards violence, does it, Kurt? Like most of Dick Cheney's policies, does it?
Well, it doesn't seem like. I mean, not that I can tell.
Okay. And how to separate, and this is a very key point, and this, nobody's really talking about this, is what I find fascinating. How do you separate terrorists from true refugees? In other words, how do you separate the true needy from those who want to do harm to you? How do you know the difference? How do you separate that? Can you do it? And if it can be done, should it be done, and how would you go about it? See, I don't see a single person talking about that. What I see is Barack going, I love Muslims. I see Trump going, man, Muslims are evil. I see some people saying you can't say that. I see some people saying you don't have your right to your free speech. I see some people saying, man, we've got to stop terrorism. But I don't really see people breaking down these issues in a real situation. Here's the first point to make, Kurt. Can you paint with a broad brush?
If you're the media?
Great point. Great point. You shouldn't paint with a broad brush, even though they do it all the time when it suits their fancy. Kurt's right as rain. But, Kurt, can you just... I don't believe you can paint with this broad brush. You could have two people together that might even be actually working together, trying to come to America, and one may have evil intent of a terrorist, and the other one may be a legitimate refugee in the truest sense. Right? Where do we go from here? What do we do about it? The founders, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to say this again, the founders had the answer. I should say the answers, as in plural. We'll get to it in seconds on your favorite News the Networks Refuse to Use radio station.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
I say to you, ladies and gentlemen, that we have the answers. What am I talking about? You've got Donald Trump calling for a total and complete shutdown of Muslims entering the United States. Now, whether you agree with them or not, they want you to believe that's a real hawkish view. I mean, that puts Dick Cheney to shame. Oh, quite the contrary, my fellow Americans. The truth is, stopping Muslims from coming to America is probably one of the safest things we could do. However, I don't believe we should have 100% lockdown, because there are people who are American citizens now that have Muslim ties. There are people who have legitimate reasons to come to America, and there are ways to vet some of these people. Okay? So I don't agree with Trump completely, but I would say that that's far from a hawkish idea. It's not violent in any way. It doesn't promote war in any way. Okay, Dick Cheney has been promoting the hawkish war forever. Him and his ilk, the elites in the world, have been promoting funding, training, and arming both sides of war for our whole lifetimes and more. And they want to say Donald Trump is just crazy, foaming at the mouth, extreme. Good luck with that. We need to learn to separate issues. Whether you agree with Trump or not, what his suggestion is not violent. And it's a good point. Why can't we help these people through the private sector? I'm going to say it again. Why can't we help these people, these refugees, through the private sector in their own lands? Is there a way to nonviolently help around the world through nonprofit, through charitable, through private organizations? There absolutely is, and it ought to be encouraged. But no one's even talking about that, really, except for good, honest groups that stay out of politics, like the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, the Mormons, and others. Good for them and for their work. I digress. Can we appropriately, nonviolently separate refugees from terrorists? I think we can. And I think maybe stopping all temporarily is not a bad idea. I think learning to separate the terrorist from the refugee is important. Canada hit on an idea. It smacks of profiling, though, which they would tell you is politically incorrect. I would say is a must. They say we're not going to let people come to Canada if they're a male without any ties to a woman and children. Single males are not going to be allowed to come, but families can come. That's one great starting point, to say the least, right? Kurt, what do you think? Can we do this? the founders in our supreme law of the land documents have ideas as well.
Well, that's a great point, Sam. You know, there's, at least to me, we've got a lot of history, 200 plus years of it, to look at. And the I think the path is pretty clear on how to take care of things. You know, you have things like the Monroe Doctrine, where, you know, a president shows what should happen, you know, there. And you've got, of course, a lot of other history on dealing with other nations. And, you know, just like in a neighborhood, you know, if you've got some troubles, then you really, I mean, you don't just leave your door unlocked and, you know, leave all your valuables out for, well, just anyone. And that's basically what the one worlders kind of want to promote. And yet, if you really check into what they, how they live, compared to what they tell us we should do as a country, they don't really do that stuff. It's kind of like the guys who, you know, want to do the whole no gun thing, you know, for
but
the rest
yeah, they're
of
all
us.
Protected yet, by guns everywhere.
Yeah, that's right.
I wonder if they're allowed to go in gun-free zones. I guess they have a special privilege pass. Is that what it is? Okay.
Well,
so,
they got their, you know, help, right?
What you've got, ladies and gentlemen, is you've got this scenario where they're disingenuous at best. You've got a scenario where, you know what? I don't like all the rhetoric. There are solutions. And if you go look at the founding documents, you have mark and reprisal. That's just an example. But if these terrorists are funded by bigwigs, by money, by you have ways to go after the criminals. Not take us into a never-ending funding both sides, training both sides, arming both sides to the teeth war. There are ways to not down all Muslims, but yet stand against radical Islam and radical Muslim behavior. There is a way to separate the refugee from the terrorist, and you might need to turn to God through prayer for guidance and wisdom in how to go about this. But there are ways to get this done, and no one's really talking about these answers or solutions, but I've got multiple solutions. We'll talk about them. The founders had the answers. But Glenn from Philadelphia wants to chime in. Hi, Glenn.
Yes, good morning, Sam. Good morning, Kirk.
Thanks, sir. Go ahead.
Sam, I want to contradict you on one point, but then point out something that will bolster your argument on the other hand. First of all, at the top of the program, you were saying, you were talking about the Attorney General talking about violence predicated on speech and stuff like that. And it seemed to me you were muddying the waters a little bit needlessly. If you take, for example, just the definition of assault, okay, or we have these concepts such as terroristic threats making and things like that, okay? If assault is placing someone in fear of imminent harm, battery is actually attempting to make good by physically attacking them, okay? So if someone is using speech that's threatening, like, I'm going to do such and such to so-and-so, and then you act on it, okay, well, or if you say to someone, I'm going to do such and such to you, and it's going to hurt you, that's assault, okay? Now, when you reach out and you try to hit them or strike them, okay, then that's, you're into attempted battery or battery if you succeed in hitting them. So this idea of coupling words and speech is really not all that ambiguous. It's pretty rudimentary. You know, this is assault and battery.
Basically. All right, well, let me stop you for a second. I agree with your point. However, I would say this. It's not me that's trying to make the waters muddy. It's actually the Attorney General and the fact that she's trying to make you believe that somehow something that I say could be coupled with accountability by somebody who acts in an evil or illegitimate way. That's where she's going, and that's the problem.
What do you mean? If some one person says something and another person does something, is that what you're saying?
She's saying that will be the case, yes, and they will be prosecuted.
Well, that's definitely unusual. That makes no sense. But
and I'm saying that's unacceptable. I'm only responsible for my own actions and my own speech, and I have the right to say whatever I want to. Now, can you say there's limits on the First Amendment to some degree? Yes, you might go there. But the problem is when you get the federal government involved, you muddy the waters very quickly in terms of what I can say by who and who determines it, who starts a list, who says what when, etc. And when they're giving these Muslims passes, but yet they're saying that I'm a domestic threat because I speak the Constitution. See, I don't know if you read the MIAC report or not.
Oh, no. I'm familiar, right. with, it, familiar with the concept, but I didn't read it, no.
Okay, but the MIAC report basically talks about lone wolves. It talks about domestic threats. It talks about what they're doing is they're tying my political speech, my freedom to defend the Constitution, as somehow a domestic threat or somehow... and negative to the nation in such a way that they can suspend all my rights. They can consider me an enemy combatant, a war criminal, if you will. And so they're using these very muddy terms. And that's why I said right at the beginning, Janet Reno or this lady now, okay, they don't have the same meanings for words that you and I have at all. When you and I think something about a word or about an intent, they're not even on the same page as you and I. And so I don't mean to muddy the waters, but I want to get this very clear in your mind. These people don't have the same agenda that we have at all. Okay? They think you're a terrorist. They think that I'm a terrorist. Not that they really believe that. They know better, but they have an agenda, and you're in the way.
Right.
And so I don't mean to muddy the water, but I'm trying to get across that's what they're doing. They want you to believe that I'll take you back. Let me think, to 1996, Bill Clinton, he said this, hate radio is what caused a lot of these terrorist attacks. A lot of this violence going on around the world is caused by hate political speech and radio. That's where they're going. And believe it or not, radio back in those days was growing big time, conservative, hard-hitting talk radio. And Bill Clinton, with a single few phrases, literally changed the radio landscape significantly with that idea. And now they're pushing it harder. Anything you say can and will be used against you is the idea.
Well,
wrongfully or not, based on their definitions, not yours.
Yeah, right, obviously. So the manipulation of language is part and parcel of all this. You know, it's just
agreed. Crazy.
But actually, while we're looking at language, however, I hear a lot of people talking about Islam and talking about this and that, but I don't hear too many people addressing the language of the Quran. You know, or even the history of Islam. Okay, when we had Obama on the TV the other day invoking the Crusade. The Crusade only represented 22 some battles.
I understand. Listen, hold on. I got a hard break, Glenn, but I'm going to hold you over because I want you to be able to finish your point. Okay, stay right there. I got a hard break. We'll be right back in a second. You can finish what you're saying. You've got a valid point that we got to talk about language and what it's the precursor to, and when do you have a right to your free speech and your conscience versus action. We'll talk about it. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like their green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
If you want to experience the great outdoors in comfort and style, then you need products from Teton Sports. For any of your camping, hiking, or outdoor needs, Teton Sports has top-of-the-line products for any adventure. Our sturdy and lightweight Wilderness 55 backpack has a built-in rain fly and plenty of compartments and pockets, perfect for hiking the mountains or a weekend camping trip. And our zero-degree sleeping bag features Superloft Elite 4-channel hollow fiber insulation for warmth, as well as right and left side zippers to let you zip two Teton bags together. With an adjustable mummy hood and interior storage pockets, our sleeping bags are the best on the market. Teton Sports is all you need for any outdoor adventure. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman Warehouse, or Wholesale Sports. And next time you're preparing for an adventure, think of Teton Sports.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, do business with the good guys. ThePowerMall.com. You can get gift certificates to the Power Mall, and you can introduce your friends to the good guys. Healthy products, herbs and spices, books and videos, talk shows and more. ThePowerMall.com. Get a gift certificate today. All right, so Glenn's online from Philadelphia, and he's basically saying, you know what? When we want to talk about language, the Quran, I mean, if you read the Quran, it's pretty violent, pretty crazy. And I agree with that. I would also say, though, that the Bible could be that way, too, if you read certain parts and take it out of context, too, Glenn.
Well, right. Actually, the Old Testament is more problematic than the New, of course.
Agreed.
You know, right when you look at the national Israel and going into the Promised Land and fighting all the various sites of various kinds. But it is not, when it comes to, you know, spreading the religion worldwide, I mean, and let's face it, the violence inherent in Islam is nowhere more apparent than their own internecine rivalries. Okay, the vast majority of Muslims who are killed violently are killed by other Muslims. The Shiite and Sunni conflict, you know, going on. I mean, much of what's going on in the world right now seems to be the final push of the Sunnis, who represent about 80% of Islam, trying to finish off the 20% of the Shiites.
But here's the point. This has been going on for thousands of years, and it's never affected us until recently. And recently we've been involved in their affairs to the nth degree, arming, training, and funding both sides of their agenda. So at what point then is the Quran responsible versus what point is maybe the inherent violent nature of their religion responsible versus at what point are we involved and why? You know, you get into a very complicated scenario there. But I would simply say this. Our responsibility is to obey the founding fathers and stay out of foreign entanglements. The goal of our government leadership should never be to disarm Glenn while arming terrorists. Okay, and that's really the problem that I see here. We need to follow the blueprint of the supreme law of the land. We need to turn to our God for protection. If you're a Christian, or even if you believe in generally Judeo-Christian viewpoints, then God says in, what, Chronicles, I think it is, you know what, if we turn to him and repent, he'll heal our land. And so I'm not saying it's as simple as just praying and it'll all be good. But I am saying we've got a lot of keys in our hands from God, from the founders, to remain safe as a people. And the Second Amendment, just because I bring that up, they're going to say that I'm speaking violence now, because if anybody ever uses a gun, they can blame it on Sam. See, that's how they're going to go. But I submit to you that we can use the Second Amendment peacefully. We can use self-defense, unalienable God-given right, to defend ourselves. And that doesn't mean we're violent or we're a domestic threat. We've got to separate all this out, Glenn.
Many, many crimes are thwarted annually by legally carrying concealed carry gun owners. Many crimes are thwarted without a shot, merely by
I agree.
Threat of violence. And we don't hear this.
But that's because the mainstream press doesn't want you to know that truth.
Right. Exactly. There are a great many crimes thwarted annually.
And I agree with you, although I'm not really for concealed carry. I'm for constitutional carry, but we start to digress. Right. Your point's well taken.
Right, right. Well, and as you well know also, many people don't know the writings of their own religions. But when Muslims decide to take their own writings more seriously, it's very much possible that those who aren't generally inclined towards violence on a daily basis could become more violent if they take the inherently violent writings of the Quran and the Hadith more seriously.
You're right, but that could be said of the Bible. That could be said of the Constitution. They said the founders were a bunch of violent, you know, as well. And so you got to be very careful when you go there, because there's a difference between conscience, belief, and action as well. And we can't become the thought police. We can't back into those what ifs. And what we've got to do is focus on reality and say people are free to believe and say what they want to. If you do things that are evil, you take evil action, there are consequences per the law to deal with those things. You got to be very careful to separate that out. But I want to play something from a share, so I got to let you go, Glenn.
Okay, dear.
All right, I appreciate it. Glenn's got some valuable points in that he's saying, hey, there is violent rhetoric there, and studying the history of some of these people is important. And that's exactly why the founders were so wise and said, stay out of these foreign entanglements. I mean, there's no question about that, right? Right now, I mentioned that there are several solutions, and I gave you the example of mark and reprisal. Kirk gave you the example of your neighborhood and how you should behave. Donald Trump wants to stop all Muslims from coming. I think that may not be the best answer, but at least he's thinking outside the box. At least he's not pro-war and pro-death and pro-arm everybody to the teeth and kill everybody idea. So good for Trump for that. But there's a sheriff that, in my opinion, really sums this hour up nicely. It's Brevard County, Florida. Sheriff Wayne Ivey says, be ready and be armed for an active shooter incident. Now, the mainstream press is going to hate this guy. We're going to love him and help him. Listen to what he's got to say in its entirety, and then we'll talk about it.
Hello, I'm Sheriff Wayne Ivey, and you're on scene with the Brevard County Sheriff's Office. One of the many great things about being sheriff is that you are expected to do and say what needs to be said and done to protect your citizens and community. I want to start by saying that our thoughts and prayers are with the victims and families of the recent San Bernardino terrorist attack, as well as the law enforcement officers and other first responders that faced the horrific carnage in their own community. Like each of you, I've had enough of terrorists and others deciding to target U.S. citizens because they want to make a statement or get their 15 minutes of fame. I personally believe that the fear of terrorism is much larger and encompassing than the terrorists themselves. I encourage our media partners across the country to stop giving these terrorists the benefit of having free advertisement by printing or broadcasting their propaganda or actions. These despicable individuals want to be paraded around and revered for their actions, so why would we ever give them anything they want? The purpose of this video message is to tell our citizens that if a terrorist attack or active shooter scenario can happen in California, Texas, South Carolina, or Paris, it can happen right here in our own backyard. In fact, active shooter scenarios have already occurred right here, dating as far back as 1987 with William Cruz, who killed 6 people in Palm Bay, and as recent as February of this year at the Melbourne Mall. Now more than ever before is the time for law enforcement and our citizens to be fully prepared to immediately respond to an attack or an active shooter scenario with the right tools to eliminate or at the very least disrupt the attack. It is a known fact that the best law enforcement agencies in the country have response times in minutes, yet violent criminals can take our lives in seconds. Law enforcement officers in San Bernardino arrived on scene approximately 4 minutes after the incident was first reported. Even with that incredible response time, they arrived too late to find too many dead or critically wounded. As a sheriff, elected official, and citizen of our great country, I am personally disgusted by the senseless attacks and murders of good people by bad people with evil intent who have for too long been allowed to act in this manner. Equally concerning is the fact that there are those in our country who are in a position to speak out by voicing strength and taking action, who appear more concerned about being politically correct than they are about protecting those they took a constitutional oath to serve. In this unique time, our country needs to unite and stand up as leaders and citizens and clearly state that we have had enough and will no longer tolerate such behavior and acts of evil. Let there be no mistake. This is not about politics, religion, ethnicity, race, or social status, but instead is about our freedom, humanity, way of life, and the future of our great nation. It is time to stop reacting and instead proactively engage anyone who threatens harm through terrorism or mass killings. It is time for our national and world leaders to stop worrying about being politically correct and start worrying about what needs to be said and done to target, yes, I said target, terrorists. When did becoming politically correct become more important than punishing criminals and proud country. It didn't. And it's time for PC to become the acronym for protecting citizens, which is government's first and only priority to its people. It's time for America to get back to being America. It's time for politicians and law enforcement leaders to stop being politically correct and be bold, patriotic, and aggressive in protecting our country. And it's time to say what needs to be said in order to do what needs to be done. So let there be no mistake in what I'm about to say. The only thing that stops a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun. If you're a person who is legally licensed to carry a firearm, now is the time more than ever to realize that you and you alone may very well be the first line of defense for you, your family, and others around you in a terrorist or active shooter-based scenario. I have always had absolute faith in our citizens to partner with us to help protect our community, and I want our citizens to always be alert and vigilant. However, let me be very clear in saying this is much deeper. This is about being able to defend and survive an attack by armed evil people until the cavalry can arrive. I am in no way suggesting that we as citizens take on a vigilante role. What I am saying is that we need to be mentally and physically prepared to respond to an attack so we can effectively defend and protect ourselves in an emergency. Our communities are blessed with many military veterans and other incredible citizen heroes who are willing and ready to stand up and say enough is enough, and this will not happen on my watch. Together we can make a difference. Evil people look to take advantage of weakness, but one good person at the right place and time will make the difference. If you are not someone who is comfortable with a firearm, then we encourage you to always remember these three things when faced with a violent individual or active shooter. Run. Think beforehand about how you could escape an emergency. Don't stop to collect your things and warn people to stop them from entering the dangerous area. Hide. Get out of view, preferably behind a locked door. Barricade furniture in front of the door and turn off the lights. Stay quiet, silence your cell phone, and wait for the first responders to appear. Fight. If you're unable to escape by running or hiding, then there is only one other option, and that is to fight with every ounce of passion you have. Arm yourself with anything available, and remember, this is not a fair fight. It is a fight for survival, a fight for your life. If you are someone who has a concealed carry permit or is interested in obtaining one, I invite you to take advantage of our self-defense through tactical shooting and decision-making course that is held at our firing range on the last Saturday of each month. This one of a kind.
He goes on, ladies and gentlemen, finishes up and tells you places you can go for the support system. Does a phenomenal job. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you right now, we can take our country back. And good leaders like the sheriff, Wayne Ivey, can indeed make a difference. The answers are simple and clear. It's all about intent, ladies and gentlemen. This nation shall endure.